He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie.
Oh, and he comes, Bernard.
Look at him.
Should never have brought that song up, should I?
That's
a really poor way to start this.
Have you played Leon Gather?
Yes.
6-12 to 3-8 in the prelim.
And it was a good day too, Jim.
Three
it was
goals.
Actually quite sunny. It was like today.
How did he only manage three goals?
Just two really good defences, mate.
Right,
they were, they got a very good side, Leon Gather. We're probably
the
pretty
Parrots.
Lucky to be that close. But Mafra sort of upset him a bit the week before.
Right.
And then that's why we got him in the prelim. And but they were very good. Very, very
tagged?
Good. So, nah.
You must have got heavily tagged.
Nah, why? Are you, what
I'll just
what have you heard?
Stats here. And
okay.
Seven kicks and three ambles.
Oh, is that all? That's about eight more than what you got in a final, Bill.
Yes. Nice.
I was talking to the president yesterday, and
yeah.
He said, "Oh, Bernie, quiet again."
Quiet again.
Bit of Davey Warner.
Warner, quiet again.
Oh. He did. The president, man.
Oh, you're allowed to one Portlock's quiet a game, aren't you? For,
he said
for
you've
the
signed
season?
Up again for next year.
Yeah. Well, at this stage, yeah. I actually loved it, Bill.
Yeah,
loved going down there. Probably the hardest bit was the first couple of games, getting to know everyone and know the way they play. But good bunch of groups, good community club. The
exactly.
netball clubs all together, the junior footy club. And that's what I love about those country clubs. They
I was
going
to ask
together.
You about that because Gil came out yesterday and they're giving money to country footy, grassroots footy, which is fantastic because they do struggle, don't they, to make money, footy clubs.
It requires an amazing amount of people giving up their time.
Volunteers.
So volunteers, that's the word I was looking for, Bill.
It's not
that's
hard.
The first time you've given me a word I've been looking for. But just even little things like working in the canteen, organising umpires, and there's an amazing amount of volunteers that do great work at footy clubs. And without them, the footy clubs wouldn't happen. So it's great that they're injecting a bit of money back into them. And just the facilities and that at Mowie and Morwell and these sort of clubs, like they've all been done up because I've played JLT games down there. And it's really, they're really good grounds, really good facilities. So very lucky. And it's not that far from Melbourne. So they get some good quality ex-VFL players playing down there too, which
is
good.
I'll tell you what they must do, Fat, is jockey to have the finals played at their joint.
Oh,
because I went down to my youngest bloke, Freddie, played in a semi at one of the clubs down the peninsula. And they had two grounds and the clubhouse in the middle.
Yeah.
Only one road in and one road out. Every car, $10.
$10.
So by the time they play a whole day of finals,
that's
like got to be 400 cars.
Oh, mate.
They absolutely clean up.
Oh, you go to Port Melbourne and see how many Carlton draft cans, because they like a drink there. And, mate, when it's a nice day, they just sell the cans at $7 or $8 each.
Absolutely.
And the hot dogs and the pies.
Everyone's got to eat and drink.
Yeah, and parking.
Well, and the kids' finals start at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
So by the time you've wheeled through a whole day.
They just wheel them in, wheel them
out. They must make it, which is great.
Yeah,
because it
is.
Helps them run their place.
It is good. I think the first final that we had at Mowie, we had about 1,700 that came through the gate. So at $12, that's, what's that, Bill?
That's a fair bit. 17,000.
I went years ago, Bernard, to Collie. This is in country Western Australia. Collie play Mines Rovers. It's a great sort of grudge match between two clubs in the same town. And I'm standing there, and they had their big final. And I'm standing next to this big bloke who plays in the reserves for one of the teams. And he said, the week before, I said, the bloke at the behind the jump said, ask him what happened last week. I said, what happened last week? He goes, well, I had a bit of a spell in hospital. I said, how was that? And he said, well, it was pissing rain.
Yeah.
So rain so hard that the water was on the ground.
Yep.
He was playing full forward. Bloke next to him, obviously full back. Lightning struck.
No.
Knocked them both out.
Stuff.
Knocked them both out cold. And then the players up the ground thought that they'd had a
belted each other.
So they all in. All in blue.
No.
He said, I woke up in hospital next to the fullback.
Sure, they would have picked up on it when the goal lump was down as well.
No one had any recollection of what happened. He said, I got home that night. I still don't know what happened.
Out.
That's amazing.
Imagine that out. Out lightning.
That's exactly it.
That's
exactly it.
Oh, lightning.
But it is good fun. It is good fun.
It is good. It's good to see big crowds.
And the netballers too, especially in the country, the football netball clubs, so they all get involved too in functions. Do you have a footy trip?
You know where the footy
Traralgon?
Trip's going, Bill?
Yeah, you're going to Sale.
going to Morwell. Nah, going to Adelaide, they are.
Whoa.
But I think I'm going to be away. So
you're not allowed to go.
I'm allowed to go, but I'm going to be overseas, I think.
No,
so,
I heard.
But the boys are.
I wouldn't have thought the Dahl would be too happy with you leading a footy trip back to Adelaide.
She thought I was going down there to play a few games. You know, a nice thing to do, not be number one on the footy trip and lead all the boys
Crazy
over there.
Horse.
So I've got a few connections in Adelaide, obviously, Pony Bill. Club. So I'm looking after them. Yeah, they'll be checking out the Jockey Club, Pony Club.
Got a couple of Ruprecht's joints.
Roo's always good for that bit of accommodation through Roo, and he's got about 8 pubs in the CBD. So.
The old man's still sitting there.
Yeah, he's back in Wakery, I think. The old man now. He keeps out of Adelaide. Gets in trouble down there, Bill.
Gets some nice viewing or seating arrangements.
What from Roo's joints?
Yeah. Oh well.
Well, you going back into Honley Street now?
We're back in the horse menu, aren't we?
There you go.
Watching the trotters.
We're going to speak next about the 2 big prelims coming up.
Bernie Vince is in the studio to talk footy finals.
All right, we got prelim finals coming up, Bernard. Who's winning them, please?
Friday night, Geelong.
Friday night, yep.
Yeah, I reckon everyone's written Geelong off. I rate Geelong. I thought they played a really good game last weekend. Yep. And I just think you don't finish top as a fluke, Bill. I think they're right in the hunt. I reckon it's a real 50-50 game. People have just automatically put Richmond in there. But I guess the big news or the selection news will be who comes in for Hawkins, the big tomahawk. So they'll probably go tall. I reckon maybe bring Henderson in.
Which I suggested to you yesterday, Fat. And you went...
No.
As a backman and Taylor Ford. That's what I'd do.
You wouldn't bring Gary Rowan in?
No, I wouldn't, Bill.
No,
I think... Even though Henderson's only played 5 games this year.
He has.
But some good VFL form.
He has. He's been very good in the VFL.
And just couldn't quite get a crack. So I think he's ready to go. Come in. He's been around a while,
and
experience.
Then, so Harry starts forward, doesn't he?
I reckon he starts forward, because you were saying off air, nearly duked 4 or 5 last week could have really had a real good game. So, I mean, he's been dangerous forward, and he requires someone to stand him. They haven't got a real tall back line, Richmond, so forces someone to go to him, doesn't it?
Grimes and...
Asprey
will probably go to Taylor if he goes forward.
What about Blixarves? He started in the ruck a couple of weeks ago and then last week on the wing.
Yeah.
Where does he line up?
Yeah, well, we were talking also about this before. I reckon he might go to Dusty.
Oh!
He did a few run with rolls a couple of years ago, and I just think he'd match him, and he's got the height, and obviously Dusty's real strong in the one-on-one contest when he goes forward. And if he's not getting a lot of the ball, as we saw against Brisbane a few weeks ago, he goes forward and... He kicks 6, and then that way they don't have to change. You don't have to change. Someone takes him when he goes forward. Oh, he's back in the midfield. Where is he? Creates confusion, and you're trying to do a lot of work on one player. So I reckon just Blitzavs, give him the role. He can go forward, midfield, wherever Dusty goes. Blitzavs, he's your man. So just an interesting one, but I think that's what they should do.
Interesting.
And the other game, Collingwood GWS.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We've got a few big outs, haven't they, GWS? And there was talk Coniglio could have come back this week or was very close to coming back. But when Whitfield, the appendix earlier in the week, which wasn't ideal, and obviously Toby Green, we'll have to wait tonight for. But
mystifying to me. If he is not allowed to play in this game, it makes zero sense.
Bizarre.
Far more evidence of him missing last week than this week.
Yep, and I think... That's what they've done. They've joined the two incidents together and thought,
got
you know
no
what?
Right to do.
No, you can't do that. You just can't do that. And what they've done is thought, right, we probably should have given him a week last week. This one's not quite as bad, but I think they've given him a week for stupidity.
No doubt.
And I don't know why he'd try and do that
give
again.
Him a week for that.
Well, you wouldn't have played, Bill, if you could give those weeks out.
Oh, it's a rocket launcher. if Toby plays, you know who he plays on. Braden Maynard. Remember, imagine those two.
Oh, yeah, yes. 2 bulls.
Oh, that'd be a nice
He might go the face again, Bill. Surely not 3 times in a row.
Exactly.
Come on. But very important. I don't think they can beat him without Toby Green with the news of Whitfield being out.
Righto. I want to talk to you about the Melbourne Footy Club.
Yep.
A couple of delistings, retirements. Who we got? We got Jordan Lewis.
Yep. Jeff Garlett.
Tim Smith.
Tim Smith retired during the week.
Righto.
Yep. And we got Guy Walker. Also... retired during the week. He was Category B rookie.
Cricketer,
played
wasn't
cricket,
it?
For Victoria.
Junior. Anyone else?
No, not at this stage. That's about it, I think.
Sam Frost played every game this year and played some really good footy.
Yep.
Hawks are into him.
They are. Really important player, Sam Frost. Very, very quick. His closing speed's as good as a guy of that height.
You told me he was the quickest at the club.
Yeah, he is. He is the quickest. He's got the quickest GPS number. That you can get. And for a guy that's 6'5", that's why his closing speed's elite. And when he gets the ball, I don't think he really knows what he's going to do when he's got the ball. So how do opposition going to do that? Yeah. We never knew what he's going to do. But, he's been a really, really important player for us this year. But, you know, most of the year we had Lever and Stephen May out. Frothy's May. He's overseas in Barcelona at the moment.
Frothy.
But those two were out at different stages for most of the year. So he's probably looking at opportunity and just sort of sending the feelers out. I think Melbourne only offered him 1 year. So potentially he's probably, you know, worth probably longer than that.
When he's got the ball, it's like a mouse trying to evade a cat. You know how they go off at 40-degree angles?
No real plan.
I don't want to die, so I'm just going to run.
I don't want to die.
And that's what he looks like.
That's a great
analogy. No idea where the hell he's going.
Mouse. I'm going to go this way. Oh, there's his paw. I'm going back that way. Geez, now I'm going backwards.
I know. But it's great to watch if you're not a Melbourne supporter.
Oh, I know. We love it. And sometimes he gets away.
That's it.
He does.
And then other times the mouse just grabs
it. That's it, Bill. And he can end up...
The cat would grab the mouse, yeah.
Shut up. Who's going to coach Adelaide? You played 129 games there.
Yeah. Best and fairest.
This is a tough one. They need to get this one right because the coaches don't last long in Adelaide, mate. They get pushed out pretty quickly, and the pressure of being a two-team town in a small town, a big footy town, is can get too much, and that's what's happened for Dom Pike.
I'll ask you then. Did the Essendon rush get in first to get Ben Rutten there during the week? We saw that.
I feel like that had something to do with Essendon doing this because he would have been a certain candidate for Adelaide, the Adelaide coaching role. And I think Essendon jumped to it. If you can remember back, I think it was when Sanderson got sacked. Melbourne had already committed to Goodwin and a similar type thing. Yeah. He told me, I'm not sure if it had come out in the media or been definite yet. And then as soon as the Adelaide coaching role or Sanderson got sacked, I was like, oh no, we're going to lose Goody. And Melbourne jumped on real quick to sign him up and get him in as the succession plan to Roo. So similar thing, but very good. He's been very good, done his time. And so he writes a lot of the pre-season training and the drills and everything, Ben Rutten. So he's all over it. And he was very good at Richmond. We're very sad to see him go to Essendon. So good man for that job.
Same thing happened with John Longmire. Remember when North Melbourne were looking for a coach? Yeah. Sydney just went, anywhere. And that makes sense. You hang on to someone you know would be really good.
That's right.
But you're right. It is a very big appointment.
Big appointment.
And Freo is the other one that seems to have been lost in the Washington. They're looking for a coach.
Yeah. You sort of forget about it there. And there's been rumours that Dom Pike could be a good candidate for that role too. But
he'll have a spell, surely.
Yeah, he might have a spell. He looked a bit done, didn't he? Especially in his press conference. And he sort of gave just a little drive-by clip on the way out to the media. I really like it.
Could be a watershed moment,
exactly right.
Could come be. Together moment for
certainly
us to
could
start
be. It was mentioned
behaving
yesterday.
Differently.
Wayne Campbell mentioned it. Did very nicely too yesterday. Yeah. Spot on. Brownlow medal. I got some latest betting odds.
Yeah, that'll be thanks to Sportsbet, Bill.
I'm going to say that, but you chipped in. Who wins it? Jim and...
I've said 5-4 year, so I'm going to stay with him.
$7, Jim.
Right.
It's not bad. Campbell responsibly.
I like Lachie Neal. I think Brisbane won enough games that he would be in the 3-2 vote range a lot of those games because he gets a heap of the pill.
$6 for you?
$6 for me. Beautiful.
Danger, the favourite, $2.60.
He did come in, didn't he? Because he was sort of $5 or $6 with only a couple of rounds to go.
No, his last 5 or 6 rounds were magnificent. Yeah.
Wet sail, are you saying?
Wet sail.
Yeah. Well, and Kelly won't be ripping too many off in back half.
No, early half he will. But what is wet sail?
Don't know.
Because if it's wet, you'd reckon it'd slow it down, wouldn't it?
Good question.
Well, it
can't answer
the wind more.
Wait, what do you know, Einstein? Well, you'd know that. I'm why do they say wet start?
Because it's wet.
Wet start.
Why do they say wet sail?
Bernard.
How am I going to ask
good
that?
Seeing you. Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you grand final week.
Yeah, grand final week. Favourite week
with
next week.
With Texan.
Yeah, the Texan's over. At my place too, Bill. You might have to come round and look after us. Babysit us.
And we'll get Froffy's May there.
He'll be back.